Let's move on to another radio show. This is a community radio station in Lincoln. So I can't tell you the name of this woman. She's been spared. But here's a little clip of her radio show.
So I was kind of fidgety, not very comfortable, and extremely tired at the same time. So you can imagine, I was slightly agitated. And by the way, I needed a wee as well. And we'd already done our wee stops and smoke stops for all those that smoke. So I just needed to concentrate and just not think on needing the wee and my sore knee. So what did I do? I was pinching myself. Sounds ridiculous, but it actually worked, to be honest with you.
And the Sony Radio Award for Most Innovative Broadcaster goes too? It didn't really improve. You think I'm being unfair there and just taking a snippet? It didn't really improve from there. The whole point of the story was just talking about an uncomfortable car journey. And, yeah, all right, the stories go, that's fine. These radio presenters, they're kind of like failed stand-up comedians. Because if you went on stage and told that story, no one would laugh. Well, surely it's meant to be funny. Surely it's not just a sort of an incidental thing. I mean, like, why are you telling us that you needed a wee? If there was more... If she actually wet herself, thou, the story's good. Make it up, for goodness sake. Wet yourself. So she moves on. She plays a song. She comes out of the song. And she continues to tell another toilet-related story. Is there no release? Oh, thank you very much. Little joke. Is there no release? We're talking about toilets. Keep it moving, love. That's what you got to do. The listeners are listening to me now. They're in awe. And I'm not talking about being on a slag heap. Oh, I've done it again. Keep the jokes coming. That's what you got to do, love. Keep the jokes coming. Come on.
Big shout out goes out to my uncle Steve.
Well, before
Steve,
we play this, there's the first little point. A big shout out goes out. Well, I should hope the shout out does go out. It would be a bit of a rubbish shout out if your shout out didn't go out, wouldn't it? If the big shout out wasn't going out, then it would just be a big shout, wouldn't it?
Big shout out goes out to my uncle Steve, who's listening in Scunthorpe, along with my mum and my dad and possibly my sister. I don't know if she's home at work yet. So hello to you. I know. I can't help it. I'm stupid. What can I say? So it's still gorgeous outside. It's 23 minutes before 7 o'clock.
Believe it or not, this isn't another clip. This is from the same... This is just me moving on. So she's just said hello to her family. Now she's telling us it's gorgeous outside. She's told us the time. It's not particularly cohesive, really, this, is it?
So it's still gorgeous outside. It's 23 minutes before 7 o'clock. Have you had your tea yet? I haven't.
Oh, my God! How short of material is this woman? She gives a big shout-out. She tells us the shout-out is going out. The shout-out is only to her uncle, who she can talk to at home. The family are at home. Why doesn't she just go home? She doesn't have to do a big shout-out. What a waste of energy. Could have played another song instead of wasting our time. Then she tells us all how stupid she is. Then she tells us what the weather's like. Well, we don't need to know what the weather's like if we can see outside. And I don't think anybody across the world is really bothered. What's the weather like? Oh, I want to know what the weather's like in Lincoln. Oh, I must... Hey, come on, mate. What are you waiting for? These shrimps are gonna go cold on this barbie. Hang on a second, mate. I just need to find out what the weather's like in Lincoln, in England. SirenFM.com. Oh, come on, tell us what the weather's like. Ah, great. I can rest easy. It's lovely. Brilliant. Dear. You started off so well, love. You were telling us about needing a wee. Come on.
Have you had your tea yet? I haven't. I'm starving, by the way. Actually, I had myself a little treat yesterday and I made myself a big fat plate of homemade chips.
Hey, I thought it was freestyle. I thought it was freeform. You, I don't think it was. That she was obviously planned that. She's going to tell a hilarious story. You can just hear the pause. Actually, talking of not having my tea, talking of having tea, I've got a story about this. This is unbelievable.
I'm starving, by the way. Actually, I had myself a little treat yesterday and I made myself a big fat plate of homemade chips. However, it all kind of backfired on me because I got rumbles in the stomach area and, you know, when gas sort of builds up, it has to come out somewhere. So you can imagine where I'm going with this story.
This is actually, now she's admitted it. She's not even hiding behind this facade anymore. She's being fully open with us now. This is actually a story she's going. You know where I'm going with this story? All right, this is a story, this is.
It had to be released. And it was.
I mean, if that was my story, I could tell you it more or less every single day. I mean, as this is a weekly podcast, I could give you the top 10 rundowns, maybe. Quite literally rundowns. That was one hell of a rundown. Ran right down my legs. Bit liquidy. And at 9, it's the... It's Top of the Plops. My favourite poos that I've had over the week. It's Pick of the Plops. Da 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 da. And at number 9, it's a new entry, but it didn't stay there for long. It soon exited. This one just in at number 7, it went straight down. And at number 6, it's a new release. At number 5, it's a non-mover, which is pretty painful. Bit constipated. When it comes to number 2, well, I think you've said it all. And after number 2, there's a little number 1 to follow. Thank you very much for listening to Pick of the Flops. Oh, make the story a little bit more interesting, love. Ah, oh, I ate some chips and I had a poo. Bloody hell. Ah, come on, mate, the shrimps are freezing. Sorry, mate, I just tuned in to hear what the weather's like, but she's telling this great story about having a poo. Oh, my God, I'm coming, mate. It's not that exciting. No, I mean... not over the shrimps. Where are you going with this story? There's got to be more to it than this. Your story cannot just be, I had something to eat and I had a poo. Let's keep listening, because she's obviously going to say something else. There's got to be more to it than this. There's going to be an ironic twist in a minute.
And I was still releasing things this morning. I'm talking gases now. I don't want to be too sort of... I don't know, risque about it. So I'm trying to be as polite as I can be without saying what I want to actually say.
What she actually wants to say? Oh my God! this program is a drive time show. But yeah, believe it or not, people are actually meant to drive to this. When you think of a drive time show, you expect traffic reports and lively music to get you home. This is how she expects people to be driven home. But bearing in mind, she can't say what she wants to say. Would she prefer it if we put her on late at night so she can really tell us the story in the kind of graphic detail she needs to get herself a podcast? Then she can say all the things she wants to say about this subject.
So if you get my drift, awesome. Oh my family God. Will be absolutely
If you get me drift. Oh no, sorry, I don't know where you're going with this. You're speaking in such cryptic ways. I don't know, am I reading wrong into this, love, or are you talking about having a poo? Yes, you're talking about having a poo, are you? So there's no elaborate metaphor. Of course I get your drift. Well, there's only one thing I've got to say about all of that. What a load of crap. Yeah! That's right! That's what you could have done. You've got a time in comedy.